Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
And once again, that's the sound of rock splitting, and you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and it's hard to get all excited about rock splitting politics. Politics are always going on, but last week, the carnage of yet another terrorist attack here on the home soil of the home of the brave and the land of the free. And what can we do? What does the president say? President Obama, along with Hillary Clinton and so many others, are turning to guns and saying, when will we ever get these guns off the streets? Well, did he say anything about Islamic radical, Islamic jihadist? Islamist terrorist? President Obama still will not say the terms, say those words. And he even went into a whole press conference explaining why that wouldn't do anything. And yet, does he say that so many of these mass killings are linked to people and jihadists of an extreme section of the Islamic religion? And yet he still wants to blame guns. He says, if a conservative was using something to push their legislation, he would call it politics. But I have to say right here on this show that my heart and everybody who's a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, our hearts are grieving still, over a week later, with the shock, the carnage. And it was not a tragedy. It was an atrocity. Someone planned and acted out. And that someone we know now is the, I don't even want to say his name. He doesn't need to be given any kind of recognition other than the thief, the murderer of life. Not only taking life, but taking it in such a violent and selfish way. Selfish by, I mean, he wanted to be known that, he wanted everybody to know that he had pledged his allegiance to ISIS, the leader of ISIS, and went into the Pulse, a gay bar in Orlando. And there in Orlando, it just unfolded terror that's unspeakable. And you can go to the news reports. We've heard from the victims who were caught in the Pulse and those who managed to survive the carnage. And I have to tell you, it's hard and surreal to even talk about the what happened. And the fact that the terrorist was communicating with the police and talking for 2 or 3 hours until the police finally had to go in. And I can't imagine being shot and laying there 2 or 3 hours hearing all going on and bleeding. And then some may even bleed to death during this carnage, during this time of negotiation, during this time when a terrorist was in charge until the SWAT team came in. And I'm glad they took him down. But I have to say, in the aftermath, what was going on with our political leaders, and do I blame President Obama? Not for Orlando, but I do blame the policies back in 2011 and 12 when they took the term radical Islamic jihadist from the FBI, from military manuals. They just cleanse the area and say, look, there's nothing to this being a part of radical Islam. But I beg to differ. I think America should beg to differ. And instead of putting the onus on the gun owners and the Second Amendment, then I think we need to put it on the Islamic jihadist. Now, on today's show, we got Larry Pratt. Larry represents the Gun Owners of America, and he's been on our show before, but in just a few minutes, we'll get Larry Pratt on, and we're going to talk about where we are now, where our nation is, and how in the world will the Second Amendment survive if Hillary Clinton is elected president and puts her take or her judges on the Supreme Court in the upcoming. We know there's at least one seat open as soon as the next president's elected, assuming the Republicans don't cave and give Obama justice here before he ends his term. But these are the things we're going to be talking about, and I would love to do a whole show on nothing but the sadness. Nothing but the sadness. But I don't want to get you down, but America has been hit hard again. How many times under this administration we have been hit hard by terrorism here on our home soil? Why? Why can't we handle ISIS? Is it still that junior JV team, President Obama? Well, let's get ready. I tell you what, I didn't think I'd ever be able to play a clip of something I like. It's a clip of Elvis Presley, a home recording. The recording's not well, but you can hear a baby crying in the background. I don't know. That just feels something about life. You hear the baby crying, hear Elvis singing, and I'm going to play that for Orlando, the victims of Orlando, for America, the way we're hurting. But life is going on, and we got to get a grip on this terrorism here in America. Take a listen to Elvis, then we're going to talk to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America.
Hey, how about you?
With all the sadness in America, the sadness in Orlando, life does go on. People must be in a healing mood, and we pray for those victims in Orlando, their families, their loved ones. Yes, we do. And Elvis singing with baby in the background, you just have to say, America will soldier on. The perseverance, the patriots will stand and stand for freedom and stand against terrorism. Now, our president has blamed it on guns, and we got Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, and he is one of the most knowledgeable individuals. We're going to talk to him about where do we go if Hillary Clinton is elected president. We're going to ask him, and he'll bring us and talk us about the Heller case, McDonald case, and how what Scalia did. Now, to Scalia, the U.S. Supreme Court justice who died just a few months ago. And now, what is his legacy? Well, listen to what Larry Pratt has to say. We're going to talk some about where we are now and what the future could be if we don't get some judges on the Supreme Court who are more like Antonio Scalia. So, welcome to the program, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Larry Pratt, we are glad to have you back. Well, Larry, one thing I want to talk about today, and I'm sure you know as much expertise as anybody, is after this Orlando shooting, President Obama and the Democrats are coming after the Second Amendment rights of American citizens. And what do you say to all Americans everywhere about our constitutional rights now?
Well, it's interesting how the Democrats, the president, Secretary Clinton, really everybody I've heard that's talked about this, and well, we need more gun control, we need more background checks, we need this, we need that. And it's fascinating that the one thing, it's like the elephant in the room, they're not going to talk about all of these mass murders in our country, save two since 1950, mm-hmm. have occurred in gun-free zones.
Well, Larry, I don't know if my listeners are aware of that fact, and I want to make sure I heard you right. You said every mass shooting since 1950.
And with two exceptions, is, you know, like 60 of them, whatever, 45 to 60, I forget the number. Uh-huh. But all of them have occurred, with two exceptions, in gun-free zones.
And we know that the Orlando bar that was shot up, that the Pulse, and that was a gun-free zone, correct?
By law. So people were not legally able to carry a gun. And since I believe I'm correct in saying most homosexuals are liberal, then you had a room full of liberals. And the dirtbag, not only was he probably correct at guessing, but it turns out he had frequented that club on numerous occasions over the years, so he probably had firsthand experience that my victims will not be armed.
Mm. That's a scary thought, too, just to think that, I mean, when we read the reports at first, the fact that he frequented that club over the last, you know, we don't know how long, but we know he knew it was there and the patrons didn't have guns. That's how a massacre happened.
It it certainly for me makes it so I can't, with the same certainty that I thought I had, say why he did what he did. At first it seemed, okay, he's a Muslim and they don't like homosexuals, so he went and did what he did. And we heard this rumor about he didn't like the two men kissing each other. Well, I expect he saw a little bit more than that at the club. So right. This whole initial story that's being put out turns out to be not very likely true. And, you know, one of the things I'd like to find out is who was putting out a story that probably was just completely false.
Well,
bunkum.
You're right. And, I mean, we're still digging into the whole truth of the matter. But we know that 49 dead and 50 wounded, at least, and all of a sudden we have this really an assault on the gun owner, the rights of gun owners.
And yep.
Now, one
absolutely.
Thing that, Larry, let me get your thoughts on this. It said now there's bipartisan support to keep anybody on a watch list from buying a gun. What would you say to that when the Republicans and Democrats are coming together for a bipartisan bill to say, let's just keep anybody on a terror watch list from getting guns?
It certainly shows you that Mitch McConnell is maybe a Republican leader, but he's not a conservative leader, mm-hmm. not a constitutional leader. This is a man who, kind of like water, just follows the course of least resistance.
Okay.
And water, at least, can be refreshing. I haven't had any such experience with Senator McConnell. Oh. He just leaves me worse off than when I started. So I think we've got our hands full. We must rise up and tell the Republicans, oh, good, you have found a new way to get voted out of office.
Well, now, that would be a fresh statement that some of them may need to hear. That is some fresh running water right there, Larry.
These guys are just amazing, just amazing. And we can't facilitate it. We must get on our hobby horse and let them know, or else it's going to be our bad, because we're still able to communicate with these rascals. And if we don't, they're going to follow the course of least resistance, which right now is the media.
Yep, and we're seeing all kind of stories coming out, but you know there's a lot of activity on Capitol Hill to get something done now. Like the Democrats and liberals always want to constrain the Second Amendment or get rid of it. But the scary part is, and I wanted to ask you about this, Larry, is even before Orlando happened, we're looking at a Supreme Court that's 4-4. If Hillary Clinton goes in and puts two or three more justices on there, will gun owners of America or gun owners anywhere across this country, what will we lose? Now, Larry, before you answer that question, let me just remind our listeners that you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net, home of many great shows, just like Rock Splitting Politics. Check out webtalkradio.net. Also, don't forget, Doc Holliday has a book, and it's called Bedrock Truths, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now. And it's written not only by Doc Holliday, but also Dr. Alveda King and Dr. Alex McFarland. You need to get the book to understand what we got to stand strong on coming up in this presidential election year. It's more than just president being vote for. So get this book. Find out how to stand strong for conservative, rock-solid, bedrock truth principles. And don't forget, check out the website. The way you can get my book, go on the front page of webtalkradio.net where my show is. Clip on the cover of the book. It'll take you to the website, or you can go to docholliday.org and go there. And I got some more books and things you can look at. Glad to have you browsing right there. And let me tell you, I am glad that we got new listeners. Each and every one of you, those are clicking on for the first time. In a minute, we're going to listen to more of an interview with Larry Pratt. But we're glad that you're listening to us. Go out and tell your friends and neighbors. And that's why Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics continues to grow. And don't forget, I will be going to the convention in Cleveland for the Republican National Convention. I'll be there as a delegate from the state of Mississippi. I'll be on the floor, and I'll try to give some update reports and working with Web Talk Radio, see what we can do there so I can keep you informed. You don't have to just listen to the lamestream media. You can listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. What an exciting election year. And remember, you're hearing things here you won't hear anywhere else. Now, I just asked Larry, what are we going to do? What happens if Hillary Clinton wins and gets some more people, her liberal judges on the U.S. Supreme Court? And let's see what Larry's answer is.
Well, we could lose the whole ball game. The whole country could be changed. And the concern that Justice Scalia had, that he had written and spoken about, was that after he's gone, his life's work could be undone by whoever comes to replace him. He was well aware that nothing is forever, and his institution, the Supreme Court, depends for its composition on the Senate of the United States. That's an extremely political body, mm-hmm. and the whole fate of the court then is political. Mr. Trump doesn't strike me as the strongest supporter of almost anything, really, mm-hmm. but we better get doubling down and tell him that this is where we want to see a Trump administration go. This is why we would be supporting him if he continues to pledge to nominate conservative, constitutional, limited government judges. And because if he won't, the election really doesn't matter. Then if he's not going to actually commit to that and stay committed to that, you know, there might be differences in style and whatnot. And personally, listening to Hillary Clinton's voice for the next 4 years is more than I can bear.
Well, me too.
you know, it's more than her voice. It's what will happen in that court, and we've got to just convince everybody, including Donald Trump, that right. we'll vote for you because of that.
And, you know, so many people don't understand. They think, well, in 4 more years, we can vote Hillary out if she wins. But, you know, you can't undo the Supreme Court. If she gets 3 or 4 nominations, we're talking 70 years. And you were talking about a while ago, the worst. I mean, what is the worst scenario if Hillary Clinton wins and appoints 3 Supreme Court justices, and all of a sudden all these gun owner rights are being threatened? Tell me exactly how that would play out.
I mean, well, there are 2
scenario?
Landmark decisions that Mr. Scalia was really instrumental in. Mm-hmm. The Heller and the McDonald cases, the D.C. gun ban and the Chicago gun ban. And they were overturned. We haven't even gotten to concealed carry. Mm-hmm. Scalia left that to other decisions because that really wasn't in front of the court. But what he did do was guide the court, and write an opinion regarding ownership and bans, and made it plain that jurisdictions cannot ban guns. Well, if there's the anti-Scalia on the court, then that opinion turns out to be written in disappearing ink, and we get somebody new in there, and it would probably only take one, because the court's pretty evenly balanced. Mm-hmm. And the 4 liberals walk in lockstep. They seem to be quite ideologically motivated.
Right.
So we would need not only, preferably have somebody who's conservative, but who has some kind of strength of character. We need a leader on that court, and hopefully Donald Trump's going to look for that. We're at a turning point. We're at a very critical point.
And one thing I want you to do is sort of see if you can paint us a picture here. I hate to see the picture, but we need to paint a picture of what this country looked like with Hillary Clinton as president and appointing those Supreme Court justices. I mean, how would they come after the guns?
Well, all she has to do is start with undoing the D.C. decision, undoing the Chicago decision, and there are evidently plenty of cases percolating that would give them opportunity for that. There are cases involving semi-automatic rifles. Unhappily, there are some on our side who are, we think, not very wise, and they're pushing to have these cases considered even now with the court evenly divided. Mm-hmm. What apparently hasn't entered their thinking is that if they take a case where the court has ruled against guns in some fashion, and they take it to the Supreme Court, right now, in a 4-4 split, the court is likely to let the lower court anti-gun ruling stand.
Right.
And so that 4-4 split might as well be 5-4 for them. The idea of even moving cases on the Second Amendment right now, we think, is a serious, serious tactical error that could lose the whole ball game for guns. Generally, if Hillary Clinton were to get a nominee on that court, the court would have a 5-4 majority in favor of growing government, of allowing the EPA to shut down the watering in my backyard because it leaves a 1-inch puddle for an hour after I've watered. I think, exaggerating slightly. It's extreme what they're describing and defining now as a navigable waterway that would give them federal jurisdiction.
And I've seen that, and you know what that is. I mean, there's no way they're going to go in everybody's backyard, but they have the right to, and once they take that away...
Bingo.
That's it.
That's exactly it. They claim the authority, therefore you don't know when the fickle finger of fate is going to come your way and ruin your whole day.
And just like they say Larry Pratt, well, we don't like what he's doing with guns, so let's just see if he's watering his yard too much, and we'll take him in on that.
Yeah, and if I'm a political leader in my state, say I'm in the legislature and I've got a ranch and I'm doing this, that, or the other thing, they could put me out of business. Again, the same kind of logic that you're using with my backyard, they could use against some other political opponent for this. And it really, it's an instrument of tyranny just through the EPA. Then you have the Bureau of Land Management. Well, look what they did to the Bundys with their ranch in Nevada, and really what they've been doing to those poor folks in Oregon. The Hammond family that's still in jail after all of the fracas, a man's been murdered by the federal government. That family is still in jail. Their ranch is apparently the target of the lust of the federal government, even as the Bundy ranch was similarly lusted by the federal government. They had forced all the other ranchers, by the way, around the Bundys out of business, and they sold to the feds, and there was only this one tract left that the Bundys had. And then apparently what it was all about, Harry Reid would have had then the rather massive amount of land needed for a solar energy farm. And I don't know what their particular game is in the case of Oregon, where they went after the family in the Malheur wilderness area, but my guess is that there's something similar, control of a resource of some sort, and the family was in the way. And we have our ways, as the Nazis were fond of saying. So that then is going to be seen first. Probably the hammer has already been swinging on nails in the West, as it were. But these kinds of terrible policies could be directed against anybody that is on a river in the East. Already people in Texas on the Red River have been hearing the rumbles of federal thugs coming for them. Then we get to the FDA. These geniuses were telling a farmer in Indiana that his sale of raw milk had to be shut down. Now, there weren't any complaints. There'd never been anybody get sick from his raw milk, but the FDA had the authority they claimed, and if it hadn't been for a county sheriff, Brad Lewis, they would have gotten away with it. A lot of places, the victims of federal overreach don't have a county sheriff that understands that he's the top cop, and he can tell the feds, you can't do that in my county. So,
just the whole fact that, you know, the federal government exerts that muscle and bullies. I mean, we have never seen so much bullying, and yet very few people. You're one that'll bring it up and on some conservative talk shows, but you just don't hear about the amount of bullying that's going on by this government.
No, you don't. That's a fact. It's as if it doesn't happen, and it's scary because it's the kind of silence that surrounded the oppression of people living under the Nazis and under the communists in the last century. They I'm sure kept hoping, in fact, I've read accounts where people were in concentration camps and they were thinking, oh, if only Comrade Stalin knew what was happening, he would put a stop to this. Well, in some of the cases that I read about, Stalin had personally signed the order taking them away.
Yeah.
We're facing a very serious problem. I think many of us are still kind of in denial. And indeed, how can you get your head around the fact that in America, a country founded by Christians with a vision for limited government, would be ruled by pagans who hate Christians and want a big totalitarian government? It's hard to imagine.
And it's happening so quick. Saying that, as far as what we can do, Larry, I am not that it can get there and do anything, but I am a delegate to the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, so I'll be headed that way. And I'll be standing up with you and whoever else will stand up and try to tell Donald Trump, you know, to stay fast for the Second Amendment. But you got anything for our listeners? What can we do right now, and what do we need to do to protect the Second Amendment?
Well, certainly I think other delegates need to hear the kind of message that you and I have been talking about, so that when they get to Cleveland, they're kind of looking for strength in numbers. They're looking for ways of banding together and making sure that nothing gets moved on the floor that would be harmful to the message that we're discussing. And hopefully that in itself would be a reminder to Donald Trump that he didn't get nominated because we think his roots in New York City are cool. He got nominated because he was convincing people that he's against the establishment and that he's going to make a difference and he's not going to allow business as usual. Now, I've got my doubts about that, but that was his message. We've got to hold him to it. Now the ball's in our court.
Well, Larry, I appreciate you being on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And once again, you've helped enlighten us on what we need to do to stand firm on strong American values like the Second Amendment and all the amendments in our U.S. Constitution. So thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me with you. Appreciate it.
Now, that is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with an interview with Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. Wise, very intelligent man, and we're glad to have him on the show once again. Now, listen, next week, we have got to get sort of overall view. We've been going into the politics of the primaries, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and we're sometimes forgetting the foreign policy, the economic policy, and Obamacare. How's it tied in together? What are we doing? I mean, just we see reports where Obamacare premiums are going to skyrocketing, and money's being pulled out of federal funds to try to ease the pain. Now, is that taxpayer funds? Is it legal? Well, there's a lot of things that are not adding up in Obamacare. Our economy has been on the rocks, and we just need an overall view. So next week's show, I'm going to be giving an overall view of some things that people have forgotten about and the very weakness. We talk about a strong economy. What's the world economy really look like? How's it tie into the American foreign policy? And what does Obamacare have to do with all that? Well, listen to next week's show on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and I'll tell you then.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.